Begin the current daven sechnes Shabbos daf kufchav beis. Begin amid alpha. Begin the taste the masa that begins the word the Gemara. Amalei said them ka'isin shal beis abicha like those of your father's household. Chasim explains like what does this mean? Ka'isin shal beis abicha. Where the Gemara brought a few different teachings from Rav Bar Kahana and Chanina. Said the lamps of the household of Rebbe you let them move on Shabbos. Rav Zeya asked him, are they small ones that can be moved with one hand or big ones that need two hands? So he said like those of your father's household. So and that's the taste of pish. What it means to say is him gedolim that they're actually large. All you want says Tais, even Katam small ones, the Isli Chitki, where they have even these carvings that look like that they're from different pieces, who it looks like that they're from different parts, still it's permitted to be moved. Commission Parashal El, like Tais says, like I explained previously in Dafalam Hayam and Aleph, that even large lamps are permitted to be moved, and they're not forbidden to be moved because a person makes a set place in them. Where Tais obviously comes to exclude from Rashi, who he explains now Sugi, because you based the small ones, but Pamesh Kadel are forbidden to be moved because they're Kabila Mokim. Tais disagrees with that interpretation. He says, Keshem Mesabicha actually are the big ones. Then he says, the Master begins with the Gemara, Mishtamish Yisrael Oira. The Jew can go ahead and benefit from the illumination from the lamp. Which Tais explained that why didn't we make a Gzeira that whatever in all the cases of the Mishnah should be used because Yisrael might come to do it himself on Shabbos. Because the Mishnah said all these cases that if, let's say, a Nachri lit a lamp on Shabbos for his own purposes, a Jew could use it. So Tais says, the legacy, the Tais is bothered by it, says, and we don't make a Gzeira that if we're going to let him use the lamp that the non-Jew did for himself, Shem Yalik, maybe the Jew's going to come and light himself, because you make a similar Gzeira prayer come in the Be'ah, in the beginning of Be'ah, Daf Gimel and Alv, where Peyas and Rishim, fruits that fall off on Shabbos, Shem Yalik Yitlash, we said, you're not going to use him because you might go up on the tree and tear it off yourself. So to Bamashkin Shazav, we have liquids that ooze out of different fruits. We're not allowed to use it. Shem Yisrael, because you might come to squeeze it out. So maybe we should say the same thing over here, we'd let you benefit from the candle that was lit by the non-Jew, you might do it yourself. So Tais, no. Those two cases of squeezing out and tearing something off from where it's connected to the tree, him kam lasses, first of all, they're very easy to do. But the person runs after it because those are food items. People get very lustful to food. Therefore, we don't let you have benefit from it, even if it happened by itself. All the cases of the Mishnah, not so easy to do, to draw the water, to light the lamp, and all these different things. And the person not running and chasing after it. And therefore, we let you go ahead and have benefit. We're not concerned you could come to do it yourself. Now, if it was done for the Jew, then also then it's forbidden for the Jew to have benefit from it. The Tais comes to explain that when do we say that it's forbidden what a non-Jew does, and when is it not going to be forbidden? Because the Mishnah had said that when a non-Jew lights a candle for himself, a Jew could have benefit. If it does it for the Jew, then it's going to be forbidden. So Tais says, near it would seem the Asla call Yisrael. When he does it for the Jew, it's prohibited for every Jew to use the light of that candle, not just the one that the non-Jew did it for. Because Tais explains, specifically when there was a malacha done of carrying something out of the chum, the halacha boundary, which is only the Rabban's only rabbinic, that's where Amperk Mukam Arab, and that's what the Gemara says in Eivin of Mem and Alv. Ubein Sadden, the Gemara Beid of Chavim and Alv. Habob Shalay Yisrael Zeb, it's brought for this Jew, so Mutli Yisrael Achet, it's permitted for a different Jew to use it, because that's rabbinic. It says Tais, but over here, like we're discussing biblical prohibitions of like Haitzah and of that of colliding a candle, that law, that would not be permitted for any other Jew. That would be forbidden for every single Jew. Now, Tais says, although we say when a Jew cooks by mistake on Shabbos, he's allowed to eat the food that he made, even though it's a deraisa, but sure, when a non-Jew does the malacha of Yisrael, it should be permitted for the Jew to have benefit from the malacha. How do we understand this gezeirah d'rabbanan of making the benefit of the malacha of the Jew, of the non-Jew, forbidden? So Tais says, it's different. Hasim over there, when the Jew by mistake cooks on Shabbos, loichashina, we're not concerned, if you permit the Jew now to eat from what he cooked by mistake on Shabbos, to dimas levashul b'mezin, that he might come to actively go ahead and do this deliberately, because that's punishable with death penalty of being stoned. It's very stringent. So although he did a mistake, okay, once it was done, he could go ahead and benefit from that malacha. But nachri yisrael tzarich, so when the non-Jew is doing for the Jew, yisrael if you permit the benefit from that malacha, you can come to do that mirlachim to tell him to do it, which that is rabbinicus, and therefore they had to go ahead and reinforce the isser drabon of a mirlachim by making the benefit prohibited, because if you let the benefit, he's going to come to go ahead and do that mir itself. As Tais explains, and this halacha that we're saying that's forbidden to have benefit from the malacha of the non-Jew is not similar to what we had mentioned previously, nachri shabalachabas, that when the non-Jew is coming to put out the fire, ain't I'm like, I'll tell him to put it out. But additionally, the altachabe, you don't have to tell him not to put it out. What do you mean? Not to tell him to put it out. Why don't you have to tell him not to put it out? He's going to put it out. He's going to benefit the Jew. Didn't we say that you're not going to benefit from the malacha? Even if you're not telling the non-Jew, you're not going to benefit from what he's doing for the Jew. And Baha also can show you, he was saying it's forbidden when it's done for the Jew. So you should have to tell him not to put out the fire. Says Tais is a very fundamental difference. Says when do we say that the non-Jew is doing it for himself and it's not prohibited if he's coming to put out the fire? That's like things in that case of putting out a fire and things like that, meaning, and this is an important qualification, halacha of the Isra Hanav, Amir La'akim, is she'in yisol nen lebemaisa nachri. There, the Jew's not having benefit from the action of the non-Jew. He's not creating anything. He's just not having the fire consume the person's property. The body of the Jew is having benefit from the actual action of the non-Jew, where he's able to see something, he's able to use the water for his animal. Then we don't say the principle that the non-Jew is doing it for himself. Since the non-Jew's primary intent is to benefit the Jew, therefore that's going to be the Isra of Hana that we're told about, the Isra that's included besides Amir La Nakim. Even if you didn't tell him, even if you didn't do it for the Jew, this can be Isra Hana, Kach Pirsh Rabbein Yishim Shazok, and this is how Rabbein Yishim Shazok, the elder, explains this halacha. Here next is the master begins words of the Gemara. Mashka Achav Yisrael. So after the non-Jew, the Jew could go ahead and give his animals to drink. And then Mishma Yisrael. But if it was done specifically that he drew the water for the Jew, then also then it's going to be forbidden. So he's going to explain that if the non-Jew filled the water for the drinking of the Jew himself, not his animal, if the water is going to be forbidden or not. Because the Gemara wrote a brisa that said if the non-Jew filled up the water for his own animals, the Jew could have afterwards. But if he filled up for the Jews, then it's forbidden. So Amir Ben Tami says a diuk, an inference. He says, "Ben Nakad behemtim." In the fact that the case of the rice was specifically talking about when he's filling it up for his animal, the loy Nakad mil ma'im latzmai doesn't pick a case when he fills up the water for himself. Sounds like the dafka lahashkas behemtim, that the so to the sefer, that when we're saying it's forbidden when it's done for the Jew, specifically when he's filling up for the animal of the Jew, that's where it's also going to be forbidden. Mishum shalahay yochel lavi lotechabar. That's because the Jew could not have brought his animal into the pit itself. You have to draw the water from the well. Now, that requires a malacha to be done from taking the malacha itself. So therefore, that's a malacha being done for the Jew. That's going to be forbidden. But if it was done for the Jew himself, says Rabbeinu Tam, Shari would be made for him to have benefit from that water. Why? Because the metabas of oil, metabas of yayid. The Jew himself could climb in, climb out of the pit. So since he technically could have gotten the water by going into the pit himself and drinking it, so now it's not forbidden now because the non-Jew brought it to him. Yeah, he did a malacha bring it, but the benefit I could have had without the malacha being done, so therefore that does not make the water prohibited, and therefore actually it would be permitted for the Jew to drink the water himself. It's only for the animal that he would only be able to access it through malacha. That's what's going to be prohibited. But then Tosfos comes to explain. He says, well then, the Gemara says it's forbidden. So when a non-Jew goes and picks the grasses for the purposes of the Jew, when we say the Jews not only have benefit from the grasses, the Gemara itself quotes that halacha, that a Jew could put his animal by the attached grass himself, so he didn't need the non-Jew, so why is it forbidden now that the non-Jew was malaka dasavim? So I remember the time it says, because the Hasan Nami there also, Ari betray Abed and Nahar, it's talking about that it's on the other side of the river. No, he could not have brought his animal over there. The only way is if it would have been detached and brought over here. So since the only way he's getting it is through the malacha la'akum, so therefore that's where it's going to be forbidden. Says Tosfos, "Avkav dehach bebod demilamayim." Even though this case of when he fills up the water, mishum chiddush that terukon ketani love is actually taught because of the novelty of the permissibility, where it's saying that it's permitted for the Jew to have benefit from the water. Like Tafis on the Gemara, where the Gemara says, now why did the Gemara have to say the case of filling up the water for the animal? Why is it any different than the case of lighting the lamp? And it says, to tell you that you would have thought this, it's going to be Asa, Kershem, Yabi, Bishnuli, maybe the non-Jew is going to fill up water specifically with a Jew. So, we have to say that case to say permitted. But says Taisan Miyah, however, Behemter, the case of the Braisa, which is the same case of filling up the water, which is for his animal, which we're talking about that filling up, taking the grass, which the Jew could feed afterwards, Mishum Yisur Nakula, that actually was telling you a Chiddush regarding the prohibition. To tell us that he did it for the Jew, it's going to be forbidden to have a benefit from the grass, even though he's not benefiting from anything, because he could have brought his animal over there. But like we said, someone on the other side of the river, we could not have brought his animal over there, it's going to be us, and that's why our mission is not coming to tell you that, because this is what the Bryce is coming to tell you, this Chiddush of the Isser, that it's going to be forbidden, because like we're saying, although it's something you could have had in a permitted way, it's not going to be forbidden, you could not have had a permitted way, and then it's going to be forbidden. Taisa continues and says, "Varabel yo, hebi rai lahatr." He brought a proof to permit the water that the non-Jew filled up for the Jew, where the Jew himself, like we said, could drink it, like Rabbeinu Tam had said. What's the raya? Miperish yatzu chutz l'tchum, from produce that went out of the boundary of Shabbos, where at that point in time, so the Jew can't go there. But then v'chazu, it was brought back into the tchum. Shlohiv sidu eter narishin, that it doesn't lose its original permitted status. As the Gemara says in Eben of Menalvim Beis. Ah, so says Rabbeinu Leo, who I did not mind. So to this water that the non-Jew is filling up for the Jew, that the Jew could have gotten it in the permitted way by going himself into the well. Now, the Via Derech Rosh Ram then was brought through the street, the Shari, where it doesn't lose its original permitted status for the Jew. Which Tay says, well, dummy, it's not really comparable, the two cases. The Hasam Lo Yisavidim Hu Isur Deraisa. There, no Isur Deraisa was done to that water. It was only Isur Tumen of Drabanan. So maybe there it goes back to original permitted status. Now, this next line is a little bit debated in Mechorishim, exactly that's interpretation. One interpretation is Mio, however, says Taisis, Lemi Isi Yisrael Asma, but for that Jew himself, Lemitin Chilik. We don't find a difference between whether it's Isur Deraisa or Isur Drabanan. And when someone takes his payas out of the Tum, it's going to be permitted even that Jew himself. If so, also over here says Taisis that as long as the non-Jew took the water for the Jew, it's going to be permitted because it's only for his animal that we learn in the Mishnah, the Brisa, that it's going to be forbidden. Now, however, Taisis says Maria, and he says, no, actually, the Vadim Lisol Asmer Asim. Now, for the Jew himself, it's going to be forbidden. But I did agree with him, and why did, as Rabbein Tamadik say, that it was for his animal that we said regarding the animal? That says the Re Lashmina Rebusa. That's going to tell us a Chiddush that whatever the Jew fills up the water for his own animals, then it's going to be permitted for the Jew to give it to his own animals after that. And what's the chiddush in that? That we don't make that maybe he's going to come to increase the quantity for the Jew. Because the animal drinks a lot. But regarding the Jew, it's obvious that he's drinking after the non-Jew filled up himself. Where the lekha the nechash kule had the masla push. We're not going to be concerned that maybe he's going to have to draw so much water because the bliachas moisha haber. When you draw the water, you're drawing a lot. Letzarech letzarech yisrael, meaning for the animals they drink a lot, so you might have to take more for the Jew's animal. The chiddush I have to tell you is that no, it's not going to be aser. But actually, we could say that there's no such an element, and therefore we didn't say it by the person. But technically, we could say that the same halacha would be if it was done for the Jew, it would have the same halacha that would also be forbidden for the Jew himself, but only pick the animal to tell you the chiddush in the permitted case. Now, Fiza says Taisus based on this. So, if he did draw the water for this Jew, then Nasal Chayisol would be forbidden for actually for every Jew. As we said, if there's a biblical prohibition, if you bring it to Rosh Hashanah, or from the private domain to a public domain, but if it went to a rabbinic area, then like as Taisus previously explained, when it's only Isidra Abonim, then it would be permitted for another Jew. Says Taisa of Yeshiratsu Loimah, that those who wanted to say the Dafka Shti Asur. Now, even if we're saying it for the Jew himself would be forbidden, specifically drinking. But to go ahead and wash his hands and his feet or other types of utility, sure, he would be permitted. Why? Rabbi lost his keys at the base of Medrash. So, and he was in the street, so how is he supposed to get it? So they said to him, Devar tal yibitalisal tal hasim, get a little girl and boy to play over there. And the Yemishka Chalu, because if they're going to find the keys, nice, they're going to bring it back home. So Ami see, Yechol Nahantis Min Mavtechais, that you could have benefit from the keys, Mishtamish Ben Bishamis, to utilize it on Shamis. Because they didn't bring it for that purpose of opening up the base of measures. So to over here, you'll have benefit from the water that the non-Jew filled up with the Jew for other utilities, because he brought it for him to drink. That's what's forbidden, what he brought it for. But other utilities, which he didn't do it for, you're allowed to use it for. Which Tais says, Ve'ein Yoluri Klal, but that doesn't seem to be correct according to the Ri at all. Because the Hasim and Nislan Das Yisrael, they're the little children not doing it for the Jew at all. Therefore, it's permitted. But when you're doing it for the Jew, even if not for specifically what he did it for, it would be forbidden. Void Morovas says, Tais, Dar Revi Kevish, Ve'nebri Kamed Vam, we have by the ram, and by the lamb, and many different things. The also Shamash Ben Meshabbos, Kishnaslan Tzarek Yisrael, that's forbidden to utilize on Shabbos when it's done for the Jew, which that includes whatever the utility is. So here also it doesn't make a difference what it was done for. It's going to be forbidden all types of utilities, and therefore it will be forbidden not just to drink, but even to bathe oneself or to use it for some other purpose. You know, he says the master begins words the Gemara. Ini is that so? A person could go ahead and put his animal in such a muktzah. Just it can't be on top of muktzah types of items. Just to explain. So why can't you explain the brisa that the Jew is feeding his animals the grass that was gathered by the non-Jew for his animal, which, like Reb Shimon, that doesn't hold a muktzah. Because the Gemara brought that a non-Jew that gathers the grass for his animal, a Jew could feed his animal after that. But if he did it for the Jew, it's going to be us. The Gemara says, wait a second. Why, if the non-Jew did it for himself, could a Jew have his animal afterwards? But anything that's muktzah, you can't have your animals eat over there because you might come to pick it up yourself. So here the grasses that were not cut from before Shabbos are muktzah. So how is the Jew able to go ahead and have his animals eat from it? So it says Taisus, because these grasses that were detached by the non-Jew on Shabbos, That's the Gemara's question. Not in Mukta Ninu. They're also Mukta. Shenel Ketu Hayim and Amachubi, because they were detached today from what was attached. So therefore, that's the difficulty. How, forget about Amir La'akim, how could he have his animal eat from it if it's Mukta? Says Taisa, but Taisa has to take a second look. He says, "Vim Timmy, begin to say, but lame with Bryce Reb Shimon. Why don't you just say the Bryce Reb Shimon? The Leslie Mukta, he doesn't hold generally the category of Mukta, and therefore you could have the animal eat from the grass." Says Taisa, "Vishlam, what you could say is the Mishnah. I feel like you're right. We couldn't say that, but we're coming to answer it. Even according to Yehuda, who holds a Mukta, or in Ami, another person Taisa says, is Maybe Reb Shimon be Mukta de Mechuba. Although Reb Shimon doesn't hold many types of categories of Mukta, but there are some that he does, and one of them is if it's attached. Can the Pesach Bukun the Pesach Kintan? Like Rashi explains in Beit Dafchav Dalam Beit." From the fact that they weren't picked already yesterday on Friday, so he sets it aside because you can't go ahead and detach on Shabbos, so it's like totally set aside. It's going to be like the category of dried figs and the dried grapes that you put it aside and totally out of sight of the mind. We even, Reb Shimon agrees that that's going to be mukt. But then Taisa Bavli says, Bereish Bey, the Gemara beginning of Bey Dev Gilam Manal, the Asa Peres Neshim says, that fruits that fall of a tree off a binim, Shem Gizir Shem Yalav Yidlash, because you decree you might go and climb up in the tree. Why do you have to say that's the reason? Say simply, Beloy Asa Lu Mishu Mukta, why isn't it forbidden because of Mukta? Even when you say, even Reb Shimon agrees to that. Says Taisa, no, because the Mishum the Mechan Mela Irvin, because those cases are, those fruits are prepared for ravens. Ki Ahidim Amokim Snoglik, you find the Gemara Pesachim Nafim Nvov on a base, where therefore, it wouldn't be considered mukta, and therefore you need the gzeir b'shem yalav yidlash. Whereas v'hachol will be here by grasses which were picked by the non-Jew on Shabbos for his animal. It's talking about where the animal could not have came and eaten it from where it was attached to the ground. Therefore, since you couldn't have had the animal eat it, when it's attached, a person keeps it out of mind because he thinks, oh, I have no way of getting this, and therefore even if Shem would agree that it's going to be mukta. Or Yinami, another person says, asav muktamim. Why are the grasses considered mukta? Because he's not anticipating waiting that they're going to be picked. And therefore, since he's not anticipating it, so therefore it's going to be mukta. Because in contrast, I've been there, like we find by a lamp, the person is anticipating waiting when it's going to go out. Like the Mishnah said previously, therefore, Shimon holds that that lamp is not going to be mukta because you're going to be able to go and use the oil when it goes out. So too, when the fruits fall off, most people he's sitting and waiting when it's going to fall off. Ah, lahachi love time in the shemayal v'yilush is different. It's not for the reasoning of that you're not allowed to go ahead and it, the peres and ushah also simply because you might come to detach it yourself. You're right. Hamashah would be permitted because it would not be mukta according to Reb Shimon, even though it's attached to the ground, because you yishem etzapa and conscious over here by this case of the grass. You're not yishem etzapa, and therefore Reb Shimon would agree that it's going to be mukta. Kinnik says the master begins words of the Gemara. Maimon odim behemta gabe some b'shabbos. A person could put his animals on grass on Shabbos. Shesh explain why is that permitted? We said that you could have them eat on it, but an animal is forbidden to do a malacha. So Tais says kedushin b'mechil, because this is as expounded in mechil. It says in the pasuk leman yinuch sherech b'chamerch b'gaimer, so that your animal, your ox, your donkey, that they should rest. So which means say you not have the animal do a malacha. Shvis mehemtoi says the mechilta. So yachol lo yinichenu telish lo yinichenu oikar. So you think you're okay. You're not going to let the animal detach anything. You're not going to let it uproot anything from the ground. The malum is supposed to teach the man yinuch that it should rest. Veinzei noichel etzar. That's not rest. That's pain for the animal. Which are from Rabbi Tam, and therefore you allow to let the animal eat the grass that's attached on Shabbos. Tinek says Master begins with Gemara. Amabai Abaya says Shalei b'fanam havu. It's actually not in front of him, in front of Gamaliel. Tinek explained that actually Abaya really agrees to the svar of Rabba of ner le'echa ner le'meyah. That Gemara brought a brisum that if the non-Jew detaches grasses for his own animal, the Jew could have from it afterwards. If he did it for the Jew, it's forbidden. And so too regarding filling up the water, it's the same thing. On that, the brisum gave an important qualification. If the non-Jew that was doing it for himself was Makira, he recognized he's friendly with the Jew, then it's going to be forbidden. So the Gemara says, wait a second. In our mission, Leil, they knew him. They were on the cruise on the boat for all that time together. So why when the non-Jew did the ramp for himself, was it permitted? But then you're saying Makira is going to be forbidden. And that the Gemara says two answers. Abaya says that it's talking about like a Tisdiv Maslam, that when the non-Jew did it, Rimuli wasn't around. So he didn't have it in mind. But you're right, if he was around, it would have been forbidden. Rava answers, no, even if Rimuli was there, still permitted, because Ne'er Lecha Ne'er Lemeya, Kevesh Lecha Kevesh Lemeya. When he's making the ram, he's making it for himself. There's nothing more that he's going to be adding because of the Jew. And therefore, it's not going to be forbidden. In contrast, by tearing grass or filling up water, where there's more that you could do, what's called Shemayav Bishila, that's where it's going to be forbidden when it's Makira. So Taisa says, Ne'er Lerid, seems to the Reed, the Maida Abaya. Abaya agrees to the principle of Rava, the Ne'er Lecha Ne'er Lemeya, that when you're doing one thing that there's nothing more to increase, that yeah, even by Makira, it's going to be permitted. So why do you have to say that with Shalei B'fanim? Rather, Ella says the Reed, the subject, because Abaya held the Hachobah here, if it would have been in front of Rav Gamliel, It wouldn't have just been another person, which is Makira, which then it would be permitted. Iker Hayin Nasa Tzarchim Lila, actually the primary reason why he would be doing it, would actually be doing it for no one more than Reb Lila himself. So Yenasi, because he was a prince, Vesar, and the leader of Rish Besvina, and the head of the ship, and therefore it had to be not in front of him, because it would have been in front of him, it actually would have been done primarily for Reb Lila, and therefore actually it would have been forbidden. But you're right, in general, Rabbi agrees to the principle of Rabbah, that it would be permitted even before of because of Ner L'Echad, Ner L'Mei.